Chapter 3. The Accident. Early the next morning, Dad, Simon and Sarah got up and dressed in their warm walking clothes. It was a lovely sunny day, perfect for mountain walking. Dad and the children went downstairs and into the dining room for their breakfast. Everyone felt very hungry after yesterday's long journey.
"We need a good breakfast today," explained Dad. "We've got a lot of walking to do."
After breakfast, the family went to their rooms to get ready. They put on their thick socks and strong walking boots. It was a hot morning, so they decided to put their waterproof clothing into their bags rather than wearing it. Then they checked that they had everything they needed for the day's walk. Dad packed some sandwiches, fruit and cake for a picnic lunch. Simon took some bottles of water, and Sarah packed some bars of chocolate and biscuits.
"We mustn't forget our flasks of hot coffee," said Dad to Simon. "Dan said we must remember to collect them from the kitchen before we leave. I'm going to collect Sarah from next door, so I'll go and get them. Simon, will you go and sign the book, please? We are going up the far side of the mountain. Don't forget to write everything down. When you have done that, meet us by the front door."
"I'll just make sure I have packed my rope and torches," said Simon. "Then I'll do it."
Simon looked inside his bag, but he couldn't see them. So he emptied everything on a chair. He found his rope and torches and packed his bag again. Dad went to collect Sarah. They picked up the flasks from the kitchen. Dad checked that the battery on his mobile phone was fully charged. It was. He put it in his pocket. He felt around in the same pocket to check the whistle was definitely there. It was.
"I think we've got everything," Dad said. "Now let's go and find Simon."
They met Simon by the front door.
"Have you got everything?" asked Dad.
"Yes, I think so," said Simon.
"Good," said Dad. "Now let's check the map before we go."
He unfolded the map and spread it out on the table. Then he pointed to the route they were going to take.
"This is where we are going," he explained, tapping the map. "It looks like a very interesting walk. It takes us all the way up the far side of the mountain, where the views will be amazing."
Dad carefully refolded the map and put it into his other pocket.
"Shall we go?" he asked.
"Yes!"
shouted Simon and Sarah. They set off, walking briskly along the path from the hostel to the foot of the mountain. As they walked along, Simon got out his compass.
"I'm going to check our direction all the time," he said.
"I'm sure you don't need to worry," laughed Dad. "This map is easy to follow, so we won't get lost. I'll look after you."
As Dad, Simon and Sarah walked along the path, they met lots of other guests out on their walks. Everyone seemed very excited about exploring Misty Mountain. It was fun to have the company of other hikers as they started to climb the mountain, but the higher they climbed, the fewer the people were around. Eventually they found that they were the only people on that part of the mountain.
"We are the only people on this walk today," thought Sarah.
Sarah looked at the path that stretched ahead of her. It was wide with tall grass along the edge of it. It travelled along the side of the mountain and then disappeared into a dense wood. By the time Dad, Simon and Sarah reached the wood, it felt cool after the heat of the sun. They stopped for a rest under a tree and drank some of their water. There were lots of cones scattered on the ground that had fallen from the trees. Dad told the children that the trees in the wood were pine trees. Pine trees grow well here at the lower part of the mountain, he explained. They are strong enough to survive the cold winters here.
Oh, imagine the wood in the winter with snow on the trees, sighed Sarah. It must look beautiful.
She thought of Mum working hard at her meetings in London. Mum would have loved to have seen the pine trees covered in winter snow. After resting, Dad, Simon and Sarah set off again. They followed the path out of the wood and up the far side of the mountain. Soon the path got steeper and steeper. Then it got narrower and narrower. Eventually it was so narrow that they had to walk one behind the other.
Keep close to the mountainside, said Dad. Don't get too close to the edge. I don't want you to trip and fall over the edge.
Oh, this is really exciting, cried Sarah. We're like famous mountaineers out on an adventure.
After a while, the path became wider again. Soon they could walk side by side again. Dad looked at his watch.
It's 1 o'clock, said Dad. Let's stop here and eat our lunch now.
Dad, Simon and Sarah sat down on the ground and got out their picnics. While they ate, they looked at the view all around them. Already they were quite high up. Far below they could see the hostel. It looked very small, like a doll's house.
Look at the people down by the hostel. They look like tiny ants running around, laughed Sarah. We must be very high up for them to look so small, said Simon. How high have we climbed, Dad?
I don't know, replied Dad.
Just then, Sarah noticed a strange rock formation ahead of them. There were three big, round, smooth rocks piled together. They looked like a large pile of footballs.
It looks as if giants had a game of football, then left them there in a pile, she laughed. I must take a photo of you two by them.
She got out her digital camera and took some photos.
I can't wait to show these to my friends when I go back to school.
Dad checked his watch.
It's 2 o'clock, he said. We must hurry up if we want to reach the top by 4 o'clock. If we don't, we won't have enough time to get down the mountain again. And we don't want to miss supper, do we?
No,
laughed Sarah and Simon. Very quickly, they packed up their bags. Dad checked that they hadn't left any rubbish behind.
We mustn't pollute the mountain with our rubbish, he explained.
As they walked on and on, the path got steeper and steeper. Before long, they came to a small stream that flowed down the mountainside. Flat rocks stuck out of the water to form a path.
Let's use those rocks as stepping stones to cross the stream, said Dad.
Dad led the way, carefully stepping on each stone. Sarah and Simon followed him, stepping on the same stones.
This is brilliant, cried Simon. It's just like that film we saw on television, where Jungle Jim had to cross a river full of crocodiles. Oh, I feel just like Jungle Jim.
I don't think we will meet any crocodiles here, Simon, laughed Dad.
I hope not, muttered Sarah.
She looked around her nervously. Dad reached the other side of the stream and called instructions to Simon and Sarah.
Don't step on that stone. It's too slippery, called Dad to Simon as he pointed to a stone in front of Simon.
Okay, Dad, he replied. Sarah, did you hear that?
Yes,
replied Sarah. Carefully, Simon and Sarah made their way towards Dad and the other side of the stream. Soon they were all safely across and back on dry land.
Where do we go now?
Asked Simon. Dad checked the map while Simon and Sarah sat down and rested. It was very hot.
We go this way now, said Dad, pointing to a narrow path to one side of them.
Simon looked in the direction Dad was pointing, but Sarah didn't. She was looking above them.
Look, Dad!
Cried Sarah. She pointed above their heads.
The mist is starting to come down!
Dad looked up. A thick mist was coming down fast. The sun had disappeared and it felt much colder.
Oh dear, sighed Dad. I was hoping the weather would stay fine today.
Quickly the mist became thicker and thicker. Soon they couldn't see in front of them, and they couldn't see behind them either. Dad looked at the map again.
Oh, we are here, Dad said, pointing to the place on the map. Now we must walk down the mountain as quickly as possible. We need a marker to help us find our way back. But I can't see one.
Simon and Sarah looked around in the mist.
I can't see anything, said Sarah. The mist is too thick.
Simon, check your compass. The hostel is southwest. Which way is southwest? Asked Dad.
Simon looked at his compass.
It's that way, he replied, pointing to southwest.
Dad looked in the direction that Simon was pointing and thought carefully.
We know that is the right path to take, but I think it is too dangerous to walk in this mist, said Dad.
Oh dear, sighed Sarah. What shall we do?
Dad looked at his watch. It was 3:30.
It's 3:30. Let's stay here for now, he replied. I'm sure the mist will clear in a little while. Then we can find our way down safely. Come on, let's sit down here and rest for a while.
Dad turned round to sit down, but slipped on a rock.
Instantly, the children reached out to him, but they missed.
Dad grabbed for the edge of the rock, but he missed. He fell right over the edge. There was a terrible thud. Then everything went quiet.
Dad! Dad!
Shouted Sarah.
Are you all right?
Dad groaned, and Simon leaned over the edge of the path to look. But he couldn't see anything. The mist was too thick.
Dad, can you hear me?
Called Simon into the mist.
Yes,
called Dad weakly.
I'm down here. I've hurt my ankle. I can't move. Oh.